Io percorro San Peter, casa, da dove ho in Nuts, the ignorance of foolish men by doing good. You ask, the greatest good that can be in the raising up of new generations of good people. May is the month of Mary, and today it's Mother Day. So, dear mother, congratulations. Someone has said that the mother's heart is that mirror of God. I think there is a lot of truth in that. The mother will give the life that her children can be saved. The mother will never leave you or forsake you. The mother is willing to hurt you or make you uncomfortable in order to see you in a better position. Mother can forgive your sin, and she can even forget. The mother never stops loving her son, and she never stops. Why some of you are called moms, but she can't, you get birth to alright. Others who have probably taught me the death and duty of motherhood never raised any children of their life. And some did write their own kids, but their motherhood went beyond their own home. You are all spiritual mothers, women who love nurturing earth and home. You serve as the sentinel of the invisible, which, according to St. John Paul II, is to serve as witness for those essential values which are seen only in the eyes of the earth. Dear friends, make no mistake about this. Motherhood is a vocation, a very important one, one which indeed shapes society in which people live, whether we have children of our own or not. You remain the heart of society. That is why our times try to corrupt the image of the woman. Let us not forget that it is the mother who raises future princes. Jesus is Mary's son. Certainly, and I want to insist, that certainly many of the evils we are experiencing today are directly attributable to the war that the devil has been waiting on the institution of the family, and particularly to the war which our motherhood wraps. Your friends, the greatest lie of our century, that particular is somehow incomplete if she has not also made a career for herself in the business world. There is no good alternative to the nurture of a loving mother. They will put a child, then sent to the next year. He may learn many things in the best classical school of the world, but that is not enough. It takes a mother and a father to instill good behavior and manners and piety and respect for country, respect for others. It takes love to learn love, so that the child may come someday grow up to be a good mother or father. For the good, the science is a vocation, but then it's not an easy vocation. It may be more sleepless nights and hard work to keep things in order. It often involves a measure of self-denial and sometimes a measure of boredom of looking for things more exciting. The grass may be greener on the side of the fence, but the good mother must not allow herself to be that. And she may have added the fickleness to cause by her husband that doesn't fully understand, that doesn't fully acknowledge his own responsibility. In spite of any and all of these things, she holds things together. The friends gets all together for one of them before the rain made each church. When the church directs her thoughts to Mary, has the same book Leo the 13th Codex, over 100 years ago, the Holy Family identified in the highest degree those praiseworthy qualities of ordinary folk. Oh, God. We came from the Lutheran design of charity, from holiness of character, and from the expression of people's devotion. Mothers have an outstanding example of love and modesty, of the spirit of submission and perfect trust in the all-covenanting Mother of God. But the friends, of course, Mary is more than just a modern mother to be imitated by the women of today. She is and should be the patroness of everyone engaged in the raising of the family. Certainly, she to raise her holy son, and once body and soul is a constant source of intercession for all the graces needed to persevere in our own family life. It is said that as our hand on the cross and the finding his mother and Saint John to their mutual care, he confided all of us as sons and daughters to the care of our neighbor. We all do thine mother. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Having Mary for helpfulness, means more than simply having her picture of her loving picture in the Bible or the Christian. More than only the friendly rosary that stands in the water with the stockings. Having Mary for helpfulness means loving to her regularly, engaging her in the conversation of prayer. He writes, making the effort to attend her message on Saturday mornings, and making actual and frequent use of those rosary beads. Dear friends, how worthy is the time, how we came with the Father, has adopted the most Virgin Mary, Mother, His Mother, to be her Father also. Those of you who are practicing the old important vocation of Mother Church, and indeed all of us who live in this world, can and should bring our needs to Mary so that she can ask them of her son. She has special power on this earth. A woman, when she is unable, comes over because of her power is come. But when she has brought forth the child, remembers no more the anguish of God that man is brought into the world. May God bless all of you who are others, and may He bless all of us who are devoted to His blessed mother.